Well, there's many different global change drivers, five of which we study, the five most prominent in our work. And there could be efforts put toward any of those five. We have limited resources, limited time, and it was never clear before our study was published which of those five global change drivers most increase disease and which most decrease disease. And if there's particular global change drivers that are reducing the risk of infectious to humans, you obviously would want to put less time and effort into controlling those drivers of infectious diseases versus those that are increasing disease.
That's interesting. Are there drivers that are reducing the risk?
There are. So we found that habitat loss and change in our study reduced the risk of infectious diseases, particularly for humans. And most of that was driven by the effect of urbanization. And we believe that urbanization is reducing infectious disease for both humans and wildlife because urban environments tend to have less natural area for wildlife hosts and their parasites. And urban settings tend to have greater investments in sanitation and health infrastructure on average relative to rural settings. And so we believe that those are the two likely mechanisms for why urbanization tends to reduce infectious diseases.
You and your collaborators studied both human and non-human animals in your research. Tell me about that.
We did. We were particularly interested in evaluating whether humans were exceptions to any of the generalities that we were able to detect. And we were a little surprised to discover that in most cases they weren't. The patterns were generally consistent for diseases of humans as well as those of wildlife. There were a few exceptions. But the reason why I think that's important is because it suggests that many global change drivers are likely to have impacts on human diseases as well as wildlife, crop, and livestock diseases.
When you're doing the study, did you separate it by regions, continents, countries, and so on?
We
Or just.
did. We had reasonably good coverage across the globe, although there were fewer studies from the global south and the global north. And we didn't find any patterns to suggest that there were major differences in the effects of the five global change drivers across the different continents, suggesting that there's generality across host taxa, human and non-human hosts, and across space as well.
So, what did the study show regarding climate change and other change drivers impacting the transmission and spread of diseases in Africa?
We didn't actually look at any specific continent. What we did is we tested whether the effects depended on the continent of interest. So we didn't isolate a specific continent. We treated the continents as a separate independent or predictor variable in our analyses and tested whether it interacted with or depended on those continents when we looked at the effects of the global change drivers. We didn't find a statistical interaction which indicated that the results, the impacts of the global change drivers on infectious disease were not dependent on continent, meaning you didn't get significantly different patterns in one continent versus another. The patterns that we did find suggested that biodiversity loss, climate change, introduced species, and chemical pollution all significantly increased disease on average across the studies that we were able to pull from the literature. But we were not able to discriminate the magnitude of the effects between biodiversity loss, climate change, and introduced species. But chemical pollution did have significantly less of an increase in infectious disease relative to biodiversity loss.